To God be the glory, to God be the honor. Lord, we give you all the glory. We give you all the, amen. We give you all the glory. We give you all. I want everybody to stand and raise their hand unto the Lord. All the glory, Jesus, we give you all the honor. Jesus, we give you all the glory. Lord, we give you. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor, Jesus. We give you. Hallelujah. Lord, Savior, we give you all the glory. Lord, we give you all the honor. Receive all the glory. Receive all the honor. Lord, receive all the glory. Lord, receive all the honor. Jesus. Asala sheka pahuli masa. Oh, we give you all the honor, Lord. We give you all the glory. Lord, we give you all the honor, Jesus. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all the glory. Oh, we give you all the honor, Jesus. We give you. Wave your hand unto the Lord. Blessed be the name of Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and all the honor for his goodness and for his mercy that endureth forever. You all the honor. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all the glory, Jesus. We give you all the honor, Jesus. We give you. Asheka masata rabahaba baturi. Hey, all the honor, Lord, we give you all the glory. Hey, we give you all the honor, Jesus. We give you all the glory. Give you all the honor. We give you all the glory, Jesus. We give you all. One more time, everybody, join me and say, we give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all the glory, Lord. We give you all the honor. Hallelujah. 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 If you belong to Jesus, shout hallelujah this morning. If you belong to Jesus this morning, shout hallelujah. The whole reason why Mama is thankful today is because she knew who she belongs to. That is Jesus. Amen. Mama, can I hear you say amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Without him, we have nothing. Without him, we are nothing. If you don't have Jesus, what do you have in this world? Your money will fade, your beauty will fade, whatever you think you have, it will pass. But there is something that will endure. If we have Jesus Christ, it is something more than gold. It is something that is more than silver. The word of God in the life of a man or woman is something more than silver and gold. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We thank God for the opportunity to worship. I'm going to try to cut my sermon very, very short because we promise that we need to finish this and still go back and rest and be able to go for the party towards the evening time. Amen. But I want you to pay attention because I have something I want to bring across to you this morning. And I want to use Mama as a point today to bring across something that is true in the word of God. Father, I ask you to render your blessing upon the world this morning in Jesus' name. Impress upon every soul, impress upon every spirit that is here this morning, Lord, that Father, they should listen and take from this word and apply it to their own life, that your name be glorified. Thank you for an example we have, even in Jesus Christ, and using your daughter today, Lord, to show of your goodness and mercy to sons of men, to children of men. Receive all the glory, Lord. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. When you see something that is good, and you have a friend, one of the things you do is to point your friends to that thing and say, this thing do good, though. This is nice something. Try it and see. Amen. I have a reason to be thankful today, and we all have a reason to be thankful. But Mama made it today a special day of being thankful. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And the only reason she's thankful and she's praising the Lord today is because she knows Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior. Amen. So today we're going to point out to something. The title of the message this morning is The Reward of Righteousness. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let us quickly open Isaiah chapter 3, verse 10 to 11. Isaiah chapter 3, verse 10 to 11. Amen. God be the glory. Isaiah 3, 10 to 11. Whoever is on the screen, please, can you bring it out? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody join me and say, say ye to the righteous that it shall be well with him or her, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. Go to 11. Woe unto the wicked, it shall be ill with him, for the reward of his hand shall be given him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. We cannot bring the other part without bringing the other part. And I want everybody who is here to listen this morning, when you see Mrs. Victoria Okotie, who is 85 today, we call her Mama fondly and her sister in the Lord, blessing the Lord at the age of 85. Her voice is as strong as any person that is sitting here, standing firm in the Lord. The only reason, and the only reason alone, is because, go back to verse 10 again, let me read it. 3:10. He says, say ye unto the righteous that it shall be well with him. That is the word of God. Whether you want to say the opposite, whether you want to change it the other way, whether you want to frame it anywhere you want it, what the word of God have said endureth forever. To the righteous, to them that believeth in him, he says, say ye to them, it shall be well with them. Blessed be the name of the Lord. As we go down, you see that it passes down from generation to generation. Because it is well with her, it shall be well with her children. Amen. Because it is well with her, it shall be well with her grandchildren. Amen. Because it is well with her, it shall be well with her great-grandchildren. Amen. And even those who by association around her shall rub out of the anointing. That is the word of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If you are among those sitting here this morning, if you are among the people sitting here this morning, or those who may listen to this message on the web later on, and you have received by God's grace and mercy the imputed righteousness that we got from believing in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. If you have received that grace that by imputation from the grace of God is upon each and every one of us who are counted as children of God, the Bible says it shall be well with you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. I'm not hearing the amen. I say, where I wanted it. I'm coming. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You know, the Bible says, with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. But the mouth, with the mouth, confession is made unto what? Salvation. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So when we are saying what the Lord God has said on your behalf, be excited about it. Know that you can cash in unto it. You can go to the bank to withdraw your money and they say there's no money there. I've actually experienced that in one country. My money is there, but it's no more there. But you can be sure that whatever the word of God has said about you, endure it forever. No demons, no minions of hell. Demons and cohorts of hell cannot gainsay against it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That Shunammite woman knew this when the situation was even contrary to what she wanted. The man of God, Isaiah, sent to her and said, hey, rush to this woman. He sent a messenger and said, go, Gehazi. Find out from her what is going on. Is he well with you? Is he well with your husband? Is he well with your children? What was the answer of that woman at that time? I say, it is well. Amen. Because she knew the scriptures. She knew that the word of God is sure. You cannot change it. You cannot alter it. You cannot manipulate it. It is well with you. Say it to the righteous. When you say righteous, some people say, Connie, which righteousness? The righteousness we have is through the grace of God. But you do not take it for granted, and that is where I'm coming to this morning. Because we take it for granted, and we see the reward of righteousness on some, and some will stand on the side and grumble and murmur and cry, and say, why is it not like this to me? Why is it not like this to me? If you fulfill your part of the duty, then God will definitely honor his word. That is what we are seeing today. That her children came from far and near, that her children came here to bless the name of the Lord on her behalf. Because it is well with her. Amen. Because the word of God has said it. Amen. And she claimed it and stood upon it since the day she gave her life to Christ Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Say ye to the righteous what? It shall be well with you. Amen. So if you really believe what I just said, I want you to say, it is well with me. I want you to shout, it is well with me. It is well with me. It is well with me. It is well with my children. It is well with my husband. It is well with my wife. It is well with the work of my hand. It is well with whatever I lay my hand to do. Because the Lord God have said it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. That is what we call the wages of righteousness. Mind you, today, it is not well with the world. There is confusion of faces out there. There is torment, agony. As Mama, I said, Mama shouted, and she shouted. I have people who are 40, 50, my patients and some, they cannot shout because they smoke themselves to death. Their voice is cracked. Is he well with them? No. I have people who are young men that she cannot do at 85. Because she came to the righteousness of God that avoids sin and iniquity and uphold the truth and the righteousness of God in her life. That is why it's not just by you saying it, it is by you also doing it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. It is not well with the world. Everywhere you go, you see crying and mourning and bitterness and rancor and anguish. And your heart goes out. But at times you know also that at times many of this situation is self-inflicted. I remember about a month or so ago, I was coming out of this church and I gave that testimony to this church. And I don't know why God want me to experience that, but I have experienced certain things from the Lord. And he said, there is a man walking on the other side of the street. And I was coming out of the church. And I looked, and there was somebody with hair, tattoo, everything that I had, looking just crazy, plain and simple. On the other side of the street. He said, the man is going to turn around and come to you. I said, in my mind, for what purpose? So I stood by the gate there. Just as the word of God always fulfills, the man who was walking the other way suddenly turned around and came to me and stood face to face and said, I have a demon. I said, I know. And it was in my
point to pray at that point. And that is the point I'm bringing across. But before I pray, I move my hand to shake his hand. And at the point of contact, I saw that he has crossed a certain line at a point in his life. Under those demonic influences, he has taken lives. I didn't know how to handle the situation, but I know I couldn't pray at that point. I told him, if you need help, come back later on. Let's address certain things first. She wasn't there for prayer. She wasn't there for this thing. She was there for God to make me to see that at times, because of the way we go, because of the path we choose, because of the things we adhere to, you may, if not for God's grace, have crossed the point of no return. But God's grace upon her is today. Blessed be the name of the Lord. She didn't cross the point of no return. She is 85 and she's still testifying of the goodness of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's put our hands together, everybody, for that. Amen. Some of us have run this race for 20, 30, 40 years and we are getting weary. The Bible says, do not be weary in well doing, for in due time, your reward shall be manifest. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. Can you claim ownership of the righteousness of God? This is the important question I want to ask us this morning. Can those of us who are sitting here this morning claim ownership of the righteousness that is in Christ Jesus, so that the reward of that righteousness can apply? Of course, when we say ye unto the righteous, it shall be well with you. Everybody wants it to be well with them. Everybody wants it well to be well with their children. Everybody wants it well with their business, with their church, whatever they lay their hands to do. But there are conditions we have to meet. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To the world it is not well, but with us it shall be well in Jesus' name. There are different types of reward for diverse kinds of services. Note that there will always be a standard, a yardstick for evaluating who gets what. There's a yardstick, there's a standard to determine what you can get or what you cannot get, when you can get it, or how much you can get, or how small you can get. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is the standard of reward. Today, we have things like reward for royalty, reward for excellency, promotional reward, even frequent flyer reward is awesome. I'm sure probably some people sitting here are cashing into that reward to get here. Frequent flyer mile reward and different kind of reward that we see out there. Which some sitting, I said, but over reading the Isaiah chapter 3 verse 10, there we are just two forms of reward that the Bible is saying, speaking to us this morning. One reward is, it shall be well with you. Amen. And the other is that it shall be ill with those people who does not fulfill the righteousness of God. Either it is well with you or it is not well with you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is the two kind of reward that God is talking about. Let every other type of reward, in every type of the reward, there is a measurement. There is an input. The input determines the output. What you put into it determines what you get out of it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There is an input, what you put in. There is an output, the result of what you put in. The law is clear. The law of God is clear on this. And even nature upholds this truth that we reap what we sow in life. There's no question about that. May God have mercy on us. Amen. But the truth is that we reap what we sow. The law of nature explains this, and because God is involved, it is true. The reason a citrus tree will not become a palm tree is what? It's because God is involved. Now, today, men can manipulate it. Men can change it and do whatever. Can somebody open to us Galatians chapter 6, verse 7, quickly? You find out that whatever one sows, it comes back. Be not deceived. God is not mocked, he says. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. The reason that the trees of, if you go to the forest, and there is an orange tree there that has not been engineered or manipulated or touched by men, they will certainly have to bear orange tree. They will not be orange and turn to another thing. But men can manipulate this. That is men. But with God, there is a standard. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Do not think or hope that the Most High will make a mistake. Unlike men who will celebrate mediocrity or have mix-ups, practice nepotism in giving our reward, God is a perfect judge. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. God is a perfect judge. Amen. He said, God is not a man that he should lie. Neither is he the son of man that he should change or repent. Amen. Has he said it, and will he not do it? If he has spoken it, you can be sure that what God has said must surely come to pass. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The reward of righteousness. Today, we live in a world where people think that righteousness is a setback, and that is painful. People think that righteousness, walking in the fear of the Lord, giving your life to Christ, making every effort to adhere to the commandments and the statutes of the Lord, people think that it is a hindrance, it is a setback. Righteousness is now a concept under siege in the whole world. If you talk of righteousness in the church, you may find out that your church will be vacant and nobody will give offering again. Because some of them have an itching here. They don't want anybody condemning sin. They don't want anybody condemning the way you live. They don't want anybody saying things that is contrary to their own opinion. Even though it is coming from the word of God, it doesn't work out that way. When the word of God says, say ye to the righteous, it shall be well with him. He did mention righteousness. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And then he turned around, say ye to the evil person. He said, it shall be ill with him. For they shall reap the reward of the work of their hands. Whatever a man sows, that will they reap. It's the law of God. You cannot change it or alter it. But we thank God. It is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. For his compassion they fail it not. He said, new every morning is the love of God. And great is his faithfulness. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Do not think and hope that the Most High will make a mistake. He will not do that. He is a perfect judge. He is not human. We think today that righteousness is a setback. It's a righteousness, a concept under siege. Even in the church, so-called Christians, people today do not want to hear of righteousness of God. People move the goalpost by their own interpretation and disregard God's word to their own detriment. They set their standards with euphemism, like, okay, whatever makes you happy. Who cares? People use this as a yardstick to walk. Instead of going to the word of God, take for instance the concept of whatever makes you happy. It's a lie from pit of hell. Because if you go by whatever makes you happy, maybe it is doing drugs. Does it work out the righteousness of God in your life? No. Maybe it is cheating on your wife. Does it work out the righteousness of God? No. Maybe it is cheating on your husband. Does it make out the righteousness of God? Maybe it is disregarding the fellowship of the children of God. Like some have told me, I don't need fellowship. But they will sit in the bar and watch pots because somebody is playing today or playing tomorrow or whatever, they disregard. Does it work out the righteousness of God? Yet when you say, it shall be well with the righteous, they will be the one that will jump out and say, amen. Because they want the reward of righteousness. It doesn't work like that. You cannot have it both ways. It's either you choose the path of God or you don't. There is no gray area with the Most High God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. 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 We live in a world that good is accounted for evil, and evil is now good. We tread with hobnailed shoe, where angels fear to walk, counting God's mercy and his slow will of judgment as slackness. But that is not the case. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I'm speaking to people this morning using Mama as a point of contact. That if you see the goodness of Lord manifesting in her life, if you see God doing all this stuff, I know that she has tons of testimony. I've been around her in this church when she gives certain testimony about what she does for the Lord. I remember one testimony she was giving when she was about to travel. She has to go to some place. She even volunteers. She goes there to pray. She helps the men of God. She does things for God and for God alone, to the glory of God. Not for the benefit of man or any other person, but for the glory of God. And when you see the favor of God manifest in her, and you say, let my, like David says, say, let my end be like that of a righteous man, then you have to do what that person does. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Follow Jesus Christ, who they also follow. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The reason why it is well with her is because she believed God. I'm going to quickly read some places in the scripture because we're going to close pretty soon. I know that I promised myself I'll make this 20, 30 minutes. Because we have more things to do later today. Reward of righteousness. Psalm 84 verse 11. You don't need to pull it up. I have it here. I'm just going to read it. He said, for the Lord God is a sun and a shield. Amen. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those that walk in righteousness. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's Psalm 84, 11. Psalm 34, verse 10. He said, the lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 24. What the wicked dread will overtake them. What the righteous desire will be granted. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Matthew chapter 6 verse 33. But seek first his kingdom and his what? Righteousness. Was somewhere somebody walked up to me. People always do certain weird stuff around me. I know the reason. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Not kidding. Say, I want to be like you. Ah, is it because I'm handsome? I know I'm handsome. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Is it because of what? Say, want to be like me. Say, are you ready to do what I'm doing? That was on Fry's supermarket. Why, somebody, nice dressed young man, will walk to me and say, I want to be like you. Amen? Hallelujah. I say, here is the reason. If you are ready to walk the path that I walk, to follow whom I have followed, then it shall also be well with you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because the Lord is the one that makes way. He said that the desire of the righteous shall be granted. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Psalm 5, book of Psalm 5 verse 12. For surely, O Lord, you bless the righteous. You surround them with favor as with a shield. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Psalm 34 verse 17. The righteous, they cry. And the Lord does what? He hears. Amen? When they cry out, whether it be in the midnight, whether it be in the daytime, whenever you cry out, it is the promise of God and it stands sure. He said, when the righteous cry, what happened? He said, the Lord hears and deliver them out of all their troubles. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I'm pretty sure that's the testimony of Mama. These things were reading out. Because he has made the Lord God her refuge and her righteousness. Amen. Psalm verse 34, verse 17. No, we read that one. Psalm 37, verse 25. He said, I have been young, and now I am old. In her case, she's just getting younger. Amen. Yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, or his descendants begging for bread. You can go from India to, I don't know what part of the world. You can go from one end of America to the other one. If you see a righteous person who have put their trust in the Lord, that promise stands sure. Their children will not beg for bread. That is the word of God. What I'm telling you today is proving facts. Just as you cannot sow orange tree and get palm tree out of it. Because God is involved. He said his word endureth forever. Heaven and earth may pass away, but not one single word of the Lord shall fall to the ground. Amen? Amen. Proverbs 24:16. For a righteous man may fall seven times and rises again, but the wicked stumble in time of calamity. Lastly, Matthew 25:46. And this will all go away into all eternal punishment, but the righteous shall inherit what? Eternal life. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Let's stand on our feet, everybody. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. We have a great reward in Christ. And I will make it clear that the only reward we can have, everybody stand on your feet as we close. Hallelujah. We see before us the example of the honored promise manifested. Mama here, when we finally come, Mama, come before us, house of the Lord, to give thanks for today. Over the time of her sojourn on earth, she has probably, like each and every one of us, have gone through a lot. There has been ups and downs. There is a time she's probably in the valley of life. And then there's a time she's definitely in the mountain. There's a time it may seem like there's confusion of faces. If you ask her, and I've heard this from her, the reason she's standing firm is because she put her trust in the Lord. Am I right, Mama? She made the Lord God her stay. She made God, the Most High God, her refuge. The King of Kings is her hiding place. She raises her voice in praising the Lord in the good and in the bad times. She has not packed her bag or thrown in the towel. And that righteousness reward endures. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Satan cannot take it away. As long as you do your part, God is honor bound to do his part. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Today she has children that are standing around her. She has grandchildren and great grandchildren. Put your hand together for the Lord, everybody. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And I want to tell you, Mama, God is not finished with you yet. Amen? God is not finished with you yet in Jesus' name. The promise of God stands for sure that when you put your trust in the Lord, God will see you through. I remember the case of my mother who put her trust in the Lord. I gave that testimony when she went to be with the Lord. Whenever I may live in a soul opposed or dwell, that's the God that guided the way. Let him be with you. And I decided to make God my way maker. And God has never failed me. Impossible situation became possible. Blessed be the name of the Lord. This last week, I got one of the greatest miracles of my life. Only few people knows it. Because God is faithful. He will always make a way. When you put your trust in him. For those of you who are serving the Lord, do not be afraid of your children. Even if they may go like this at times, no, for sure, as the sun rises, no, for sure, as the sun rises, that they will come back and straighten up in Jesus' name. Because your righteousness will endure before the Lord. That is what God has promised. If you have anything you believe God for, and it seems to be dallying and waiting, stand firm on that word of God. Don't give up. Amen. Don't be shaken. Don't be moved. He said, them that trust in the Lord shall be like Mount Zion, that shall not be moved. Hallelujah. 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 And that's the greatest part of it, Mama. I'll read it for you. If you think God has finished, wait on what he's about to say now. Amen. He said, our eyes have not seen. Neither has the ear what? Heard. Neither have the heart of a man perceived what God has in store for them that love. Put your hands together for Jesus, everybody. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Eyes have not seen. Ye have not. Neither have the mind of the best scientist or telescope or whatever they have, the probe they have going. They haven't seen anything compared to what God have in store for them that trust in him. Throw your hands up, everybody, and say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Benny, put up that song, that hymn. Say, it is well, it is well with my soul, with my soul. Say, it is well, it is well with my soul. Verse 1 says, when peace like a river attended my way, when sorrows like the rollers roll, whatever my Lord has taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul. It is well, it is well, it is well with my soul, with my soul. Say, it is well, it is well with my soul. Repeat that refrain again and say, it is well, it is well, it is well with my soul, with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul. One more time, everybody join me, say, it is well. Lord, I thank you. With my soul, with my soul, it is well, it is well with my soul. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Put your hands together for the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. 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 It is well. Amen. I'm going to give the praise team as we thank the Lord for the message. Father, I pray that it impresses on the hearts of all that are here this morning to follow after righteousness, that it shall be well with their soul. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.